The United Nations report says that in the next quarter century, Asia, which is home to two-thirds of the world's people, will see its urban populations double to 2.6 billion. Bernard Coquelin is the China representative for the UN Population Fund, which issued its annual report on Wednesday. He says the urban expansion is necessary for economic growth, but he warns it will challenge social services.
Urbanization can and should be a force for good. We should bear in mind that no country in the industrial age has ever achieved significant economic growth without urbanization. At the same time, cities also concentrate poverty and misery. Number of urban poor is increasing at an unprecedented scale.
Coquelin says the urban poor may soon account for 1 in 6 city dwellers. The UN report says city governments need to start providing more social services and support for the poor now if they want to avert future problems such as inadequate sanitation, overcrowded schools, and packed roads. The report says urban expansion will mainly be caused by natural population increases in mid-sized cities, but a large part of the growth comes from migration, especially in China and Vietnam. In China, migrant workers from rural areas are building modern cities. Coquelin says the biggest challenge is ensuring migrants receive the same benefits and public services as permanent city residents.
It's just to be sure everybody can have access to the basic services, which is basic human rights, to be sure all people, individual and families or couples, can have access to this kind of services provided in the city, which are always with higher quality than in the rural areas.
The UN's annual report says that next year, for the first time, most of the world's population will live in cities. Along with rapid urbanization in Asia, the report says that Africa will see populations in its cities double in the next quarter century. Daniel Scharf for VOA News, Beijing.